Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think the best thing we've done as players this year is we haven't really questioned the coaches. I think, you know, even though we have a losing, you know, record, obviously, there really hasn't been a lot of turmoil and guys turning on each other. Feel like we have been in this all together. I think that's if there's one positive for the first half, I would say it would be that.
It's Marlon Humphrey. A couple of days ago, met with the media. Ravens back at practice today. That question there, as he sat his locker, was, do you still trust the coaching staff? And as we just heard him say, yeah, kind of. Well, they haven't turned on each other. I mean, we can try to read between lines or whatever you want to do. He didn't flat out say, yes, we're all in last year. Zach's calling the right plays. We're just screwing up.
Yep.
Not executing. This was more of a, we haven't turned on each other. That could be also, well, I'm not pointing fingers at this guy on the field. Not going to point fingers at the guy calling the plays or the one that's doing this. He just kind of, there's no mutiny yet as I'm trying to,
well, I think,
not put words in Marlon Humphrey's mouth here.
I think part of the problem, Bob, is when you're ranked where they are in every category, 29-32, it's that just because they're so bad in every category, Bob, it's not one guy. It's a bunch of guys. So, you know, you can't be pointing fingers. Who are you going to point fingers at? Because who's playing great on defense right now? You know, if you're a DB, you can point, hey, you know, if you guys get to the quarterback, that would help us out back here. You know, that kind of stuff. They haven't had that, you know, and they haven't been able to stop the run. I mean, what are they really good at? They haven't been good at anything defensively, and they make way too many mental errors. So, I mean, if I'm a player, I'm questioning. They got to be questioning the coaches, the calls and stuff when they leave. I mean... Nothing's worked. If it doesn't work, it's not going to be their fault. They're pointing at the coaches. So they're just not saying it to the media. You know they're talking amongst themselves.
And Marlon Humphrey's just as accountable as anyone, yep, or just as responsible for the struggles of the defense here. Also talked about, did we see against the Rams maybe a change in the positive? And based on the previous results, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you gave up 44 points the week before as C.J. Stroud won a player of the week for the Texans. But they did contain the Rams. I mean, Adams had drops. Stafford missed Adams wide open in the end zone. They missed a field goal. I mean, it could have been uglier than it was. Mm-hmm. But they showed up. They weren't like run off the field. Does this bode well for the Bears? Maybe. Well, and as Marlon said, hey, it was still a loss.
Yeah. Well, does it bode well? We don't know, Bob. We don't know till they show up, because when's the last, that's what I'd want to ask one of the players. When's the last time that we've had to ask you, you know, are you guys going to play hard today? I mean, because they played hard against the Rams, but Houston? Hell no.
Nah, they got cracked early.
Turn the TV off. You know, it was that embarrassing. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, you got to ask these players. Do you guys think you'll play hard this week? You know, I mean, seriously, we're the Ravens. You know, I don't quite understand all that, you know, and I thought Humphrey played pretty good against the Rams, and I thought he brought some energy and stuff, you know, and I thought that helped a lot, you know, and then having Kyle Hamilton up close to the line of scrimmage, because how many plays was he involved in the run game?
Sure.
Quite a few. So I think those two things helped. So, I mean, that gives you a little more confidence. And, okay, we get Roquan back, you know, take Simpson out, got Buchanan in there. We got our three safeties. We got 2 weeks of practice now. Jenkins played good. Travis played good up in there, you know. So if they can stop the run, then I think they're going to be blitzing their ass off, Bob. That's what I think, you know, to get pressure on a quarterback. I think they'll be, you know, Mike Green may be dropping. This guy will be coming. I think because the thing with Caleb Williams is you don't look at the only game that C.J. Stroud has played really good. I mean, look at last week. You get pressure against Seattle. You get pressure on him. He had like 16 like crappy throws against the Ravens. He didn't have it, but he just stood back and boom, 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 boom. You know, so they've got to find a way, especially Caleb Williams. You can't let him sit in there and get comfortable. You got to pressure him because why? He'll throw it to you.
Now, Nolan McGraw, get in here. We heard Marlon Humphrey there. Also talking about, you know, self-reflecting or self-inspecting, not relying on the coaches to do things. At some point, when was he drafted? 2017?
Mm-hmm.
Been in the league nine years now. Still young, still in his 20s, believe it or not. But he's been in the league for a while. At some point, self-accountability has to be part of the equation. And Zach Gore's taking a lot of hits.
And rightfully so.
Sure. But, you know, you do have to handle your business. And Marlon Humphrey basically like, I'm going to put it on myself and hopefully the rest will handle their business too.
Well, I'm thinking more along the lines of just leadership, right? I think this team's player leadership is really being tested right now. And we get on Harbs all the time. We get on Orr all the time. You know, the coaching staff in general, their responsibilities in keeping the team together, but the players themselves have to be a part of that. And prior to this week, it really wasn't a concern for me. But then that Baltimore Sun article comes out earlier this week, anonymous quotes from in and around the organization, not just players, but reading some of the quotes can tell that they're from a player's perspective. And reading some of that, I'm like, man, there's some cracks in the foundation here. This is a locker room that could be on the brink of completely fracturing. You know, maybe it's guys just venting because they had the chance to speak anonymously. But it's no secret that when you're at 1-5, there's clearly something wrong. Guys are going to be dissatisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at a Marlon Humphrey, and he has to be one of those guys that can't let that happen. So for him to say, all right, well, we haven't turned on each other yet, I don't know. I mean, we're reading quotes here where guys are still hung up on the Bills loss 4 or 5 weeks later. Move on.
Yeah.
It stung. It stunk. But it was week one. It's not the playoffs.
And they played, we've talked about it 100 times. For 3 quarters, they were the best team in football.
Yes.
And since then, they've been one of the worst teams in football.
Yes.
But Zach Gore's not much older than Marlon Humphrey. Zach Gore's got to motivate you to play. Come on. I'm more about scheme and does he call the right plays? Or are they prepared? That sort of thing. Marlon Humphrey needs Zach Gore to go out and play hard.
But not really motivation. I mean, that just kind of reads like, you know, Pop Warner. Like, all right, rah, rah, go get him. Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking more like, you know, hey, let's not turn on each other. Let's not point the finger. Let's not be front runners. Where we've been the successful team for the past couple of years, we're Super Bowl favorites. And as soon as we lose a couple games in a row, now all chaos breaks out and we can't handle it.
Now there's stories in the Baltimore Sun.
Yeah.
Unnamed source.
Well, I promise you this, that Eric, you know, they're probably running, when that article came out, I promise you, because I would have been running hot, You know, and I'm sure, like, Bisciotti, where the hell is this coming from? You know, and I'm sure it's like, hey, Chad Steele, do your damn job. Find out what the hell is going on. You know, that's what's going on inside their building when that article came out. I guarantee you.
Well,
Steele's ass was probably puckered up.
Well, let's go back to 2012 when they won the Super Bowl and there was the mutiny at the bye week. Because I was doing the show with Pollard and I know exactly what happened. I mean, that was Kevin Byrne then.
Yep.
I mean, you think Bisciotti was like, hey, Kevin Byrne, it's not puckered up.
Oh, yeah.
There was the veteran players like, we're not practicing on the bye week. And it was something like that. Like, what the hell's going on?
Well, they got stomped by the Texans.
Yeah, right. Totally housed in that game. They're like, come on. There was a mutiny there going on. So this, when you're doing poorly, fingers start to point. And a lot of them aren't like looking in the mirror.
No.
Fingers.
No.
The Zach Ward thing is, you hired him, he's never called plays before, and he's regressed as a play caller, I guess, based on performance. But you got a lot of first-round draft picks running around on that defense, and they're not playing up to their capabilities here.
And the biggest problem is, you know, a lot of the things that they're doing poorly, it's not about talent. It's not about talent. Mental errors, tackling, you know, fundamentals. None of those is about talent.
So whose fault is that?
We were just talking about that
the bowl of turkey, mashed potatoes, corn stuffing that Jeremy likes, like the big bowl of like everything you eat leftovers Thanksgiving. That's what it is. It's a bowl of everything.
Well, if you're
I don't like cranberry sauce for the record.
Me either. My mom loved it. If you're continually having the same fundamental issues, then can they not do it? Are we asking them to do too much? You know, are we too complicated? You know, if we keep screwing up, if we keep having these mental errors, because I'm telling you, the mental errors kill you more. Like I was watching the Washington, the Bears game. And you know what? Like the Bears had a big run on the outside. You know what happened was? Two linebackers were in the same gap where the one guy's supposed to be, he was in the wrong gap. And that opens up a huge hole. You know, those kind of little things, that have anything to do with talent? No. It's about being where you're supposed to be. Do your job.
Sure.
And that's what these guys got to do. They've got to do their job. And the biggest problem, Bob, is, and this is a bad thing about football, is 10 guys can be doing their job perfectly. And just like the Bears-Redskins game. The linebacker, he's in a wrong hole, and they go for 12 yards. Do your job. You know, is that on Zach Orr? No. Do your job. And that's the thing is 10 can do it. They're just not putting it together, 11 guys together at a time. And we said the same thing about the O-line. It's three guys. It's four guys. It's never five doing it all together at the same time. And that's the problem. They're hodgepodge right now. And that's why they sit 1-5.
Losers of four in a row. 6.5-point favorites. Big stuff will come out later today when they resume practice. Will Lamar Jackson be on the practice field? Now, if he's not practicing today, you still have a couple of days. They don't play till Sunday at 1 o'clock. But if he's not there today, is that a big indicator that he won't be there Sunday?
I don't see how he can play, Bob. I mean, if he hadn't taken a snap in a month, I mean,
in 25 days.
Yeah, right? I mean, no. I wouldn't think that, especially a quarterback that needs the reps and hadn't. If I'm a betting man, Bob, he's practicing today. You know, I mean, what did Ken say yesterday? He didn't feel like. You know?
I don't know. Yeah. I wasn't there. All right, anyway, it's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Your concern level for the Ravens should be pretty high. Mike Preston wrote about this today in the Baltimore Sun. 1-5, only a handful of teams, like one handful of teams, have made the playoffs since the merger. 1-6?
No, 1-6, no.
You're playing for draft position.
Well, the reason...
Or you're spoiling.
The reason that they're lucky, Bob, sitting, you know, at 1-5 where they're at is the division. That's where they're lucky. You know, nobody's running. Like, if somebody was, like, the Indy was 6-1 in this division, they're out.
Oh, sure.
You know, you're done. But you got Pittsburgh, who's sitting 4-2, who's got Green Bay, the Chargers, and everybody. I mean, they could be sitting 4-5 in 3 weeks. Who knows?
And is Flacco really going to play like he did against the Steelers last week?
If I'm a betting, no.
No. And if Cleveland's at home, they're formidable, but on the road, not so much. Yeah. But and the schedule does get easier. You have the Bears coming up, and they won four straight. Then you go to Miami. The Jets are the worst team. They're a strong 1A, or 1B, rather, as with the worst team, the Dolphins. Their coach is probably going to get whacked
after the Ravens
before it's
game,
all
if they
said
lose.
And done. Then you get the super terrific mini-bye before you go to Minnesota. And who knows what the Vikings are going to be like when you see them in a couple of weeks.
Basically a rookie quarterback they'll be playing against.
So there's a chance. Is it a Lloyd Christmas one in a million? I think it's better than that, but they better beat Chicago. If you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. We got a lot to get to. Got the Bears film breakdown. Their win over the Saints. Hey, they force a lot of turnovers to the Chicago Bears, and especially during this four-game winning streak. We'll get into that. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joins us at 11 o'clock to talk about the Ravens. And what's up with all this drama in the clubhouse? Or, excuse me, that's a baseball term, locker room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If he does come back, what does this do for the offense? In particular, in regards to run blocking and doing some things that others haven't been able to accomplish so far.
Well, I think, number one, it gives the O-line confidence, you know, because the O-line right now is struggling, and you know who else it makes feel good? The receivers. They feel like they got an opportunity now. And also, you know, I mean, if you're a D coordinator and you're facing Cooper Rush, all right, you know, we don't have to worry about him running the ball. You know, now you got to look at it a totally different way. You know, your whole defense. Dennis Allen, the Bears' D coordinator, you know, he's got to look at different things on, you know, all right, what am I going to do to stop Lamar? How do I, you know, do I going to blitz him? Because they like to blitz. Bears like to blitz. They like to bring their safeties, you know, so what are we going to do? So I think it creates a lot more problems for the defense and for the offense. It gives them a lot more confidence. And you know what it does for Todd Monken? It gives them the ability to call a lot more plays, different types of plays.
But is it, no pun intended, a game changer?
Absolutely.
For them.
Oh, well, Bob, you probably said it best. If Lamar's not playing, see what those odds go down to.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But you get Ricard back, changes things a little bit. Then no you get doubt. Lamar back. Yeah, I mean, Lamar not playing, so absolutely. I'm talking about Ricard. If Ricard plays and you get Lamar, then your offense is starting to look like it should. Ronnie practiced on Monday. We'll see how that goes because he's tried to play on a bum ankle.
Yep.
But he hasn't lasted through the games, the two that he tried to get through.
And in reality, Bob, is like when you gave grades, I said when Ronnie's totally healthy, a B. When he's not, then the grade's not very good. You know, if he's just limping around out there, it's not very good because he can't anchor. He can't, you know, he's got no power because he's playing on one leg. So hopefully, you know, with the 2 weeks that he's much, much better now. And then like we said, having Ricard in there, what does Ricard give you? He gives you the ability, you know, where Payton peaked at Buffalo, and he's gotten worse ever since. So he can't kick anybody out. Now you got 305 pounds coming in there. Plus, you know, you talk about chipping and doing those kind of things. He helps there. Plus, he can line up at tight end, and he can move people off the ball there. So it is that helps tremendously. And you don't think that'll help Rosengarten? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah. Ricard. Obviously, oh, okay. Lamar, duh. Yeah. I mean, he comes back and it changes the whole dynamic of your team. But that was John Harbaugh talking about Patrick Ricard possibly coming back.
Yeah, I think it would be that's a huge plus. Just because, Bob, the drop-off between Ricard and Payton. You watch, if Ricard's back, Payton played 9 plays. You know, I mean, they don't want him to play any. Played a lot more plays against Buffalo. And it's gotten worse, so don't put him out there. So now he comes out there, and he's on the field a lot more, you know, and your tight ends aren't great blockers anyhow. And then, you know, you can run your two tight stuff with Kohler and with Ricard and knock people off the ball and stuff. So I think it's big, and he can catch a ball out of the backfield.
We got Vinny's film breakdown of the Bears. They won 4 in a row, beat the Saints last week. Weren't all that great offensively in doing so, except for Swift.
So a
really good game. And defensively, they had forced up some turnovers from the New Orleans Saints. But 4 in a row speaks for itself. But they're still 6.5-point dogs. And that's got a lot to do, as I've talked about, with Lamar Jackson. If you want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. NBA season started last night with a doubleheader. The Houston OKC game was brilliant. It was awesome. It was 2 overtimes. I saw a lot of social media. It's an instant class. It's the first game of the year. I mean, it was an entertaining game. And if it goes down to who gets the number one seed because of it, keep in mind the NBA season ends in June.
Yeah.
And it's only, what, not even into Halloween time yet. But it was a night. If you're NBC, you're loving every minute of it. And we'll get into that more with a whip around. The Lakers lose, even though Luka was slim and trim and put up 43 to Golden State. We'll get into that. Terps are off this week. Football, as Indiana will come to town. Indiana's got UCLA, who's won 3 in a row. But the Hoosiers ranked number 2, 24.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
At home before they come to Maryland November 1st. Terps trying to get a win and then get bowl eligible. That 4-0 start seemed like it was many, many months ago. World Series starts Friday. It's the Dodgers at Toronto. Blake Snell's going to get the ball. Game 1, Toronto to be determined as Toronto looks to win their first World Championship in 32 years. Dodgers looking to go back-to-back. That'll be the first time that's happened in kind of a few.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Years?
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, Ravens. Back at it Sunday, 1 o'clock, taking on the Chicago Bears. Bears won four in a row, including last week, against New Orleans. They do have a win against Dallas on their, checklist for sure. Beat the Commanders a couple weeks ago down in D.C. in the rain. But we'll look at them and the way they performed against the New Orleans Saints. And New Orleans, look, we talked about it yesterday with the Feeble Five. Are they good? Nah. Do they compete? Sure.
Yep.
I mean, they make you work. You don't just throw the ball out there and walk out of there with a W. But let's talk about the Bears, and in particular, the things they did well on
offense. Now, the thing about it is what they I see a team that is gaining confidence and getting better. You got a new coach, new system, basically a new quarterback who's learning that system, and he's getting more comfortable in the system. And the biggest reason why is because they're able to run the ball some. And Swift, he looks, DeAndre Swift, he'll be in jersey number four. He's got real good vision. He looks fast. He looks explosive.
He
right
looks
now.
Swift. Can I go there?
Yes, yeah, you
let's,
can.
Let's do it. Let's
yeah, and then they got Monongate, number 25.
I think it's the river by Pittsburgh.
Monongahela?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's a decent, he runs hard. You know, their receivers, I like their receivers. Odunzie, second-year guy. He'll wear number 15 out of Washington. He's a very good receiver. And Caleb Williams likes to throw him the ball. Now, DJ Moore, they like to get him the ball on quick screens and get him the ball quick. And he's a Maryland, he's a Terp.
Terp.
And he's got good yak ability.
Out of Philly.
Yeah. So I like their receivers. Now, their offensive line, their left tackle, number 79, Theo Benedict, he is not good in the pass. He does not block. He is their worst pass blocker of all of them. And he struggles with power, struggles with quickness. But you can just drive him. You can get under him and drive him back. Joe Tooney, I mean, we've known him from Kansas City days, their left guard. He's a crafty vet. He's like Kevin Zeitler was, you know, Marshall Yanda at the end of his career type thing. Really smart, knows angles, knows how to play. And then Drew Dolman, the center. How about this, Bob? I drafted his dad in San Fran, Chris Dolman. He was our center in San Fran. Now, he doesn't look real big, and he's a littler guy, and he struggles with quickness and some size and power. Jonah Jackson, 73, he can handle the power and stuff on the right side. I think their right side is better pass blockers than their left. Darnell Wright, the right tackle. You know, he does a decent job, but you can still beat him on the outside. You can still because they're not great athletes. So you can spin him, you can do those types of things. Now, the thing with their O-line and the run game, they do a really nice job coming off. They'll get initial contact. They cannot sustain. That's like one, because one of my keys that we'll talk about on Friday is get off of blocks. Because they'll come off and they'll get into you, but they can't sustain. And that's the thing that's going to have them be able to stop the run is you got to get rid of that block quick. And they allow it because they're not phenomenal athletes and they get off balance. So getting off block quick is going to be big because they can run the ball. They'll come off and they'll double team and all that, but you got to get off that block. Their tight ends, Cole Kmet, decent blocker, doesn't have a lot of catches. Actually, their tight ends don't have a lot of catches. Kmet has nine catches and 19 targets. So Kmet, you know, they'll use him short and to block. Now, Colson Loveland, the first-round draft pick, he's decent route runner. He's a receiver. He's not a blocker.
Sure.
And he's got 8 catches.
Yeah, he was banged up a little bit, too.
13 targets. He's got 29 yak yards. He's not the strongest guy after the catch. And he, like I said, he's not a blocker. And then Durham Smith, number 81, they'll put him at fullback and line him. He's okay as a blocker. Okay. Now, Caleb Williams. The thing with Caleb Williams is, I think, is they got to get after him. You got to get him where he wants to play street ball. Don't let him sit in the pocket. And because what they want to do is they want to get the ball out quick. They want to get their ball because they're receivers. They're all good guys running the ball after the catch. They want to get it to him quick, and they'll run some quick stuff. Number one is they want to run the football. And if they can't run the football and then you can get after them, they're going to be in deep trouble. You know, but if they can run the football, it'll be like the Washington game. It'll be like the New Orleans game where they can play action pass. They can do some things. You know, but what they count on a lot too, Bob, is short fields. You know, because they're a plus 11. So they're getting more opportunities. They're getting the ball in better field position and stuff. So that's a big thing with the offense. But Caleb Williams has gotten better. You know, and he's getting rid of the ball much quicker. The Ravens got to make him hold the ball. Because if he holds it, then, you know, he starts zigzagging, running all over, and then he'll throw it up. So that is going to be the biggest thing for them is, you know, with the quarterback. But it's a team that I think is going to keep getting better. As long as they can stay healthy, I think they'll keep getting better. As you see Caleb Williams progressing, that offense will progress because that's going to make everything better. And they got to keep Swift healthy because he's a legitimate. I mean, we talked about him, Bob, during free agency.
Before they signed Henry. Yeah. I wanted Swift. Yeah. Detroit said, but they knew what they were doing, obviously, with Gibbs. But Williams had been sacked 11 times, mm-hmm. which is, you know, better than last year. He got sacked 68, but still on pace to get sacked over 30 times.
Yeah.
But it goes back to the major weakness of the Ravens defensively. It can't get to the quarterback.
And that's why, Bob, the thing that causes them problems, the offensive line for them, is going to be stunts. It's basically the same as the Ravens offensive line. You want them to get them to move sideways, you know, or with the left tackle, bull rush him. But otherwise, you want to get them to move sideways because they're not good. So stunting, twisting, end tackle twists, bringing your linebacker. And Bob, in both games that I watched, Washington and New Orleans, they had busts in the protections where they just let guys run free. So, I mean, is that confusing them or what? Plus, the other thing is in both games, Bob, when they've gotten under center, Dahlman and Caleb Williams have had some fumbles under center. So those are things. But stunting into – I would expect the Ravens, you know, you want to create sacks, you got to stunt, twist, bring different people, put 8-9 guys up there at the line of scrimmage, you know, drop guys out, do all those things. I think you'll – more so than Caleb Williams, you're going to confuse the O-line, which is going to be big because then you're going to get free runners.
So bottom line, though, is this an offense that could make for a miserable Ravens day if the defense is – communication problems, missing tackles, and all that.
Well, if they miss tackles, absolutely, because they're going to get Bob. They're going to run screens, draws, delays. They're going to run those plays. Just think of Detroit. You know, same kind of thing. And if the defensive linemen and linebackers don't get off blocks, then Swift's going to get over 100 yards. But if they get off of blocks, he's not going to get a lot of rushing yards.
We'll talk about the Bears' defense later in the show. They have a big-time advantage in turnover differential, where the Ravens have the exact opposite. We'll do stats for them later in the week. But when we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Talk about Baltimore back at practice today. If Lamar's not there, are we in DEFCON 1 with a concern level? There's still a couple of days of practice before, you know, they get to the absolutes, whether or not he's going to play. Childs Walker, Baltimore Banner, joining us at 11 o'clock. Whip around left 15. NBA season started last night, and a former Terp had maybe the dunk of the night in the NBA. And then we're going to Chicago Sun-Times, talk to Patrick Finley. They won four in a row. Everybody's excited about the Bears. Is the excitement justified, especially in that tough division? All right, he's back, but is he 100%? That sort of thing with a hamstring. I mean, that's same with Roquan.
I think it's
Ronnie
dangerous.
In the ankle. I think Awuzier. Yeah.
I think it's dangerous with a hammy, Bob, if they're not 100%. Just because, especially the way Lamar played. Well, you look at the three positions, you know, Roquan, I mean, hammy, you know, he's going forward, back, you know, same with Awuzie, back pedal, plant, drive. And Lamar's got to be Houdini. I mean, it is what it is. That's the way he's going to have to play, you know, and can he hold up? You know, if you're just going to have him stand back there and be in the pocket, they're going to be coming and doing everything else.
Let's point this out again. We just talked about Caleb Williams through six games, been sacked 11 times. Lamar threw basically 3.5, 15 times, including 7 against the Lions. World Series starts Friday. Terps are off this week in football. Indiana comes to town for homecoming November 1st. They were just a couple of weeks away from Maryland basketball starting November 3rd against Coppin down at CFG Arena. NHL, a couple of weeks in. NBA started last night. The daylight saving times is next week. As Ray said from Baltimore, Christmas trees are going up soon. He's like, what? Jesus. Can we get to Halloween first? Let's go to Jose on the Eastern Shore. Jose, thanks for holding.
Yeah, how you doing, you guys? Jose Maryland, Eastern Shore. I just have a comment, and I want to see what y'all think about this. Buck Showalter as the GM and Bruce Bochy as the manager. Also, I got a trivia question for you. When's the last National League team to win the World Series back-to-back?
Last National League team to win it back-to-back? The Reds? The Reds in the 70s?
Way to the 70s, 76, and 75.
Yep.
Yeah, and also...
do I want a prize for that, by the way? No.
No. I'm a big San Francisco 49er fan, and I'm still sick to my stomach when they, in the championship game against the Giants in 91, when Roger Craig fumbled the ball with a minute left.
Oh, yeah. And then George Martin knocked Joe Montana into like a new millennium. Oh, yeah. Almost.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, Joe Montana. Yeah, I think the 49ers was winning 13-12. And then I think it was like a minute left. And Craig or either Steve Young fumbled the ball. Nah, and then
It was Craig. And I think LT caught it out of the air. And then Matt Barr kicked the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, I kicked the game-winning field goal, and that is sick to my stomach.
I feel your pain.
But what do you think of Buck and Bruce as GM and manager?
All right, thank you, Jose. By the way, I felt your pain because the Giants hosed me twice, because at San Francisco, I thought San Francisco was going to trounce them in the NFC Championship game, and you weren't there yet. No. I think you came the next year. And then I was like, well, Buffalo's going to do it. Totally destroy these dudes. You know what I mean? Because Buffalo put like 50 on the Raiders in the AFC, and they wound up winning the Super Bowl, man. Ball control offense. Bochy and Buck, you have a better chance of me, Vinny, and Nolan running right receiver for the Ravens against the Bears. Buck's not coming here because Mike Elias was kind of starting when Buck was told that his services were no longer welcome. And in theory, I hear what you're saying. You talk about two brilliant baseball minds. But Bruce Bochy, he's 70. Did he retire? Was he forced out in Texas? I mean, do you want to go down that route? Nolan, what do you think? Buck's a non-starter. Forget about that.
Right.
But, you've been kind of pro Bochy.
I have.
I mean, I know Kurt Suzuki was something that stunned you yesterday.
Well, it's all dependent on what does he want to do. You know, if he still sees himself as a manager, And even if that's only for a short-term period, 2-3 years, I'm still exploring it all in. I mean, you're trying to win right now. Yeah. If you fancy yourself as a World Series contender or you're going to build a roster that can get to that point, then yeah, I mean, I would ask who has a better resume than him that's among the available candidates.
Four World Series championships? Hello?
Right. And did we not just have these conversations a couple of years ago when those two teams crossed, Orioles and Rangers, in the playoffs, and everyone around here, oh, Bochy outmanaged Brandon Hyde. It wasn't even close. That was a difference maker in the series. How could you not want that guy?
Well, I kind of remember Buck Showalter was supposed to outmanage Ned Yost in the ALCS at 14, and it was the opposite. Orioles were shorthanded, though. No Manny, no Chris Davis, no Matt Wieters. I mean, no hope. They did beat the Tigers, though, swept them when they were big underdogs. We're going back to Jose, thanks. Another call, yes? Let's go to Baltimore and get Greg. Greg, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hey, man, I just called in to tell you, man, if they relying on Lamar Jackson come back to save them, man, that's ridiculous, man. I mean, Lamar, they'd have been penalized on special teams in every game, bro. Lamar don't play no special teams. But anyway, man, look, I'm just rolling with Seattle this season, man. They sure look good, man. Offense, defense, special teams. The rookie who the Ravens had a chance to get, Amon Ward, he the one defensive player of the week and everything. I mean, they just shining out there under Mike McDonald, man.
Yeah,
I mean, the Ravens just got it wrong all the way around. That's not the Ravens season, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, Greg. Thanks for
Ravens
the call.
Seattle's offense turned it over a few times.
Four times?
Yeah.
And won. Still won, yeah.
Well, defensively, when you watch them play defensively, they get after it. And fundamentally, they're outstanding. I mean, you see their guys. They punch. They lock out. They got their outside arm. I mean, you can tell it, you know, how well coached the defense is, you know, and Mike McDonald, you know that. And my buddy Kirk Avedotti, he is also there. Tom Avedotti's son.
I remember him.
Yeah. And Kirk was the D coordinator at Georgia, and his linebacker coach was Mike McDonald.
Oh.
That's why.
It's always revisionist history. The Ravens were coming off a season in which they went to the AFC Championship game, were the number one seed.
Yep.
Well, they should have made him the coach in waiting, and Harbaugh's like he wasn't ready to go.
It would have been like
it was an impossible situation for him.
Kind of like Maryland with Franklin.
Yeah, well, not really, because they told Ralph, "You're done after the season," and then they got a new AD. No, it's completely opposite situation. McDonald had an opportunity to become a head coach of a team with a coach that wasn't leaving anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ralph was told that this is your last year and this guy's in waiting. And then he wound up getting $1 million because they didn't hire him anyway from the University of Maryland. And by the way, he's not coming to Maryland.
No.
Under any circumstance. Franklin, that is. But now, it's totally different scenarios. McDonald, he was like, "Here, you want to be a coach?" And Seattle was coming off a couple of down years, too.
Well, Mike interviewed with Washington. He was the hot guy. He became the hot guy. I think he had like a chance at like two or three jobs, and he's done a phenomenal job. I mean, he's good.
They were good last year, kind of faded down the stretch a little bit. They went out and got Darnold. What do you think Minnesota's thinking right now? Maybe we should have kept this guy after all.
Yeah. Yeah, because Wentz is good enough to get you beat.
Well, there's a reason he's been on like 17 teams, even though at one time he was one of the better quarterbacks in the league. But enough of that. When we come back, talk about the team that matters to us anyway, the Ravens. They're 1-5. They lost 4 in a row. They're 1-3 at home, but yet 6.5-point favorites. Charles Walker is going to make sense of all of that. Whip around 11-15. Caps lost. NBA started.
No, Caps won.
Caps won, 4-1. And then we got Patrick Finley from the Chicago Sun-Times. Talk about those Bears winners of 4 in a row. Why have they been so, let's see, defensively, why are they forcing all these turnovers?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.